Your SteveJonesShow.com audio is coming up next. Audio and podcast of The Steve Jones Show, a service of Sunbury Motors, North 4th Street, Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf.
Sports talk where your voice counts. This is The Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now, from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
1-800-795-9565. As you heard at the top of the hour on CBS News, Junior Seau found dead of a self-inflicted gunshot wound. Very troubled in recent years of his life. His girlfriend discovered the body in Oceanside. They tried to revive him. Paramedics did, unsuccessful. He actually shot himself in the chest. And this comes 2 years after Seau was involved in a car accident back in 2010 where he drove his SUV off a cliff in Carlsbad, hours after he was arrested on suspicion of domestic violence, which, by the way, did not stick. He said he had fallen asleep at the wheel. So, one of the truly great players in the NFL for many, many years, dying today. The story we're talking about, for obvious reasons, instead of that story, is what happened with the Saints and the bounty program. If this were, well, I want to talk to Eagle fans right now and Steeler fans. If this were your team, if they looked at the Steelers, and let's just pick players, all right? Let's just pick players. If they looked at the Eagles and they said, DeSean Jackson, you're going to get a full season. Michael Vick, you're going to get 8 games. How'd you feel about it? If you're the Steelers, you're a Steeler fan, and they look at James Harrison, and they tell you he's out for the whole year, and they tell you Troy Polamalu is going to be out for 4 games. How do you react? I mean, it is easy for us to look at the New Orleans Saints, because I'm just getting a sense that there really aren't many Saint banners flying between Sealands Grove and Montoursville. So it's easy to look at them, they got exactly what they deserve. But let's personalize it now. What if they told you that the Steelers were involved in the bounty program? What if they told you the Eagles were involved in the bounty program and the commissioner came down this hard on your team? If they looked at you today as a Steeler fan and they told you, Kevin Herr, James Harrison, 16 games. Troy Polamalu, 4 games. And I'm using those two examples because Will Smith got 4. Vilma got the full ride at 16. The other two guys are irrelevant in this because they've left New Orleans.
If I believed that either or both would be guilty, especially Troy Polamalu, I would not have the jersey that I have right now. I would get rid of it. I would have Daniel's jersey gotten rid of because that's not the way I want. That's not a type of player I want him to look up to. And right now, he looks up to Troy Polamalu as a player that he wouldn't mind being someday or be like. I don't want him to have that feeling. So they'd be out of the house, quite frankly. You know how, and I'm a big Steeler fan, and I love Troy Polamalu. But if I thought that he was involved in something like this and he was guilty of it, gone.
Well, I'd like to hear what the fans have to think of 1-800-795-9565. If this were your, again, it's easy to sit there and look at the New Orleans Saints from about 1,000 miles away. And the Saints, while certainly making their mark in the NFL the last 3 years with Drew Brees at quarterback and winning a Super Bowl, and certainly some of this dates right back to their Super Bowl year of 2009. because allegedly these bounties were in place for Kurt Warner in the divisional playoff game. Allegedly these bounties were in place for Brett Favre in the NFC Championship game, both of which the Saints won. And if you recall that NFC Championship game between the Saints and the Vikings, remember the two things that came out of that? If I recall correctly, the Saints took the ball, won the coin toss, drove downfield, scored. The Vikings never got the ball in overtime, if I recall correctly. And because of that, the new overtime rule that has been put into place in the playoffs, which will now transcend to the regular season, was an offshoot of that. But remember the other theme of that game? Was how brutal the game was on Brett Favre. one 800 795 9565. If this is your team, you're an Eagles fan, Ravens fan, Giants fan, Steelers fan, Redskins fan, they look at your team and they knock out one of your starters on defense, one of the pivotal players in your defense, and they say he's out for the entire year without pay, and they take one of your other starters on defense and knock that guy out for four, how would you react? The same? You may react exactly the same. You may be four up, four square, or you may have a different reaction because we've at least tried to personalize this a little bit. Our number is 1-800-795-9565. And let's go to the phone lines. Go back at 1-800-795-9565. Rick in Lewisburg. Hi, Rick. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, Steve. How we doing?
I'm doing well, Rick. How are you today?
Good. Good. Well, I'm not a Steelers fan. I'm not an Eagles fan. Believe it or not, I've been a Saints fan since the early 80s.
Well, now this is really personal.
There's the one Saints flag that flies between here and Montoursville, then.
I knew you were out there.
Now, believe it or not, before we get into the penalties, there are a lot of Saints fans in the Williamsport area now, given all the gas drilling. I went to a bar a year ago just to watch a game, and believe it or not, there's a bunch of Saints fans from Louisiana.
Because they're here for, working probably for Chesapeake and others along the way because of natural gas, right? Sure.
Yep, you
That's
got
great,
it.
Great point, Rick. So,
yeah, so
as a Saints fan, this is in your wheelhouse. You may wail away.
Well, it's been a tough 6 months being a diehard Penn State fan and a Saints fan for so long. I can't seem to pick a team that can stay out of the news here. But, what they did is horrible. I mean, especially putting money on the price of a head, literally. I guess I'm not defending them at all because I think it's very bad, but right. I do think that most teams, a lot of players, I mean, they're not going to just duck their head when they go and hit a quarterback. I mean, they are in it to get them. I think back to the national championship from Penn State back in 86 when all those Miami players, I mean, they were aggressive. They weren't coming after you just to try to knock the ball out of your hand. They were trying to really get you.
Right. No, they were aggressive, no doubt. They went after him hard, no doubt.
And Vilma's from Miami. I don't think they still preach that. I mean, that was the Jimmy Johnson-led team back then.
Right.
But I think they got deserved punishment, really. Okay. I'm still a Saints fan. I'm glad they have a hammer put on them, but I do think there are a lot of other teams out there with the same, maybe not the money part of it, but it goes on much more than just talked about, and the Saints just happen to be the one be stupid enough to get caught and put, I mean, what's $1,000 or $5,000 these guys making that much money? It's, it's just like a sticker on a helmet in college is what I think of it. A good play, you're going to get a sticker. I mean, it's the same thing, just with a few bucks instead.
Well, here's the issue. The coaching staff gives out the sticker because they look at the tape and say, okay, love how you did that. This is an intent to injure, and that's the bounty part of the program. And there are two ways you can do that. You can do that, I mean, two ways that are almost a lock to do that. One of them is helmet-to-helmet contact, and the other one is obviously going for a knee. And here's the part that bothers me more than anything else, is that the when they start getting specific, they don't talk about the regular season, which obviously it must have been in play in the regular season, but they talk about the playoffs, Kurt Warner and Brett Favre. Now, let's take it to Brett Favre. You're playing to go to the Super Bowl. You are playing to be on the largest American sports stage in the world.
Yep.
And you need an incentive? Are you kidding me?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't there enough?
Right. That's a great point, and that's where Williams, I mean, obviously went way over the lines of his coaching techniques. I've heard the audio from the 49ers playoff game last year, and I mean, that guy, hopefully he's never on a sideline ever again.
I would think that the odds of him being on a sideline are going to be slim and none, and Slim may have left him.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that he's put himself in a position where he's not going to be coaching.
And Vilma as a captain to go along with it, I mean, somebody's got to have the nerve to step up and say, hey, guys, this is not right.
Well, and that's what Roger Goodell's doing. He certainly, in terms of what, his ability to put the hammer down, he did.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he did. And he put it down, and they sent a memo to every team in the NFL saying that any non-contract bonus, and that's just a loose way of saying that this falls in the category, but it was well phrased, any non-contract bonus is illegal.
Mm-hmm.
So, Rick, thanks so much. Appreciate it. Sure. I know it's a tough time for you as a Saints fan, but I appreciate the fact that you weighed in on it, and we're very fair about it, too. I know it must be awfully tough. You probably shake your head every day and go, oh, you have to be kidding me, not another one.
Yep, that's been tough. Hey, we can debate it here in a couple hours when you're in town.
I'll be here, Rick. I can't wait to be there, my friend.
Sounds good.
All right. Thanks so much, Rick.
Yep.
All right.
Thanks, guys.
Our number 1-800-795-9565. We now go to Dave in Sunbury. Hi, Dave. Your chance to weigh in.
Oh, hi, Steve.
How are you, Dave? It's great to hear from you.
Well, first of all, I'm kind of torn for one reason. I'm waiting to see what happens to those other ball players, to be honest. I know he went out and got those four guys, but when four is the limit and there's 23 other people involved.
Well, Dave, I think if there's anything that's going to happen to the other 23 involved in this, I think it might be in the area of fines. I think these are the ones that are suspended because I think these are alleged to be the ringleaders of it.
Okay. Well, I understand, Steve, that makes common sense. But what I'm getting at, also another thing is to think about it is, they were saying about the penalties and that.
Yes.
Well, they were told not to do it, and the kids continue to thumb their nose at people. I think that's why they came down so heavy on them.
Well, exactly. They were told straight out not to do it, and that is one of the reasons, for example, Sean Payton is suspended for a full season. That is, it is alleged that he was told, hey, look, knock it off, stop. And I guess basically said, yeah, we're stopping. Yeah, don't worry about it. Yeah, fine. And then kept going.
Well, and I'll hang up after I say this. My prayers and condolences go out to the linebacker from, his family out in California.
Junior Seau, yes. Yeah, very tragic. Very, very tragic. Your heart breaks for his family.
Talk to you later then, Steve.
Dave, thanks so much. It's wonderful to hear from you. Our number, 1-800-795-9565. Your chance to weigh in. Commissioner on the mark with this. Too lenient, too extreme. Our number, 1-800-795-9565. More of the Steve Jones Show on WKOK after this. Great to have you with us. Continue the reaction here from you, the fans, on the Saints bounty program getting hammered hard by Commissioner Roger Goodell. Too extreme, too lenient, or right on the mark? That's how I also, you know, I mean, Mark Lawrence.
Very nice cross-promote there.
I mean, really? I mean, does he cross-promote this show except for the snide comments? I mean, really?
Well, I was going to say the snide comments, yes. I'm not sure about the others.
Here we are doing legitimate, classy cross-promotion, Mark. Our number 1-800-795-9565. We're about 5.5 minutes away from Sarah Bartlett and the news at the bottom of the hour. Barty, by the way, a no-show tonight at La Primavera. Just not the family kind of girl. Oh, well.
It's a shame.
Now she's mad.
I haven't seen her in a while, so maybe I think you did. I haven't seen her in a while. I think you made her mad. She's not in the booth yet. She's got six more minutes.
Don't you think, for example, that maybe it has something to do with you since you're the one sitting there?
No, that can't be it. Poll question, by the way, 50-50 right now on Too Extreme and Just the Right Amount.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, where did you stand? I don't remember you saying. I don't remember you taking a stand.
I think the commissioner's on the mark with this. I think the game of hitting. So, for example, if you go out and sabotage somebody at work, you're in accounting, for example. You in competition with somebody else in the building, get a hold of their numbers and you change their numbers to make them look bad, to make yourself look good, to win, basically, in the eyes of management. Not quite a bounty program, but you'd be fired.
In a New York minute.
You would be fired once they found out you did it. This is just in an office setting. You do something to deliberately injure another individual.
Gone.
Oh, you're not just gone. You're in jail. So Jonathan Vilma is suspended for an entire year. He can then claim his job in a year. You do that. Now, is it extreme to take it away from the stadium? Maybe slightly. But again, you have to sometimes put things in the context of the real world. In the context of the real world, yeah, let's take finances. A group of guys get together, they put a bounty together. Which one can get Bill and get a hold of Bill's numbers and make sure Bill, when he goes to management, looks bad and we get rid of Bill? Because, you know, Bill right now is in our way of progress here at our accounting firm. Or you get a hold of Bill works for a different accounting firm. We're going to get a hold of Bill's numbers. We're going to make a presentation before somebody. We're going to get a hold of Bill's numbers. Whichever one of you guys can do is going to get a $10,000 bonus. And all of a sudden, Harry over there gets into Bill's office, gets a hold of Bill's numbers, changes all the numbers. Bill makes his presentation, looks like an idiot. You go in there, look like a shining knight because your numbers are better. And you get a $10,000 bonus because you're the one who underhandedly took care of his numbers. Guess what? Guess what you end up with? Pink slip and also an investigation for fraud and breaking and entering. Okay, these guys decided that, I mean, they're playing in the playoffs, for goodness sakes. The playoffs. Every single person out there listening to this show who loves sports would love to be in the playoffs. And if any one of you got to the playoffs, you would need no more incentive than the thought of winning to get to the NFC Championship game. And then when you get to the NFC Championship game, every person listening out there that is a sports fan that personally would have loved to have played would have given everything they had to somehow win the NFC Championship game and somehow have the thrill of being in the Super Bowl. What other incentive do you need? What other incentive do you need?
What is it? If you can't get excited about a playoff game, you shouldn't be playing?
It's Bush League. It's amateur. It promotes violence. It promotes the possibility of an illegal hit. It promotes everything that is wrong with sports.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
1-800-795-9565. As the commissioner today puts the hammer down on the New Orleans Saints. Jonathan Vilma gone for a full season. Will Smith gets four games. Then Anthony Hargrove ends up with eight games. He's now with Green Bay. And Scott Fujita, three games. He's now with Cleveland. And as for the other teams, Green Bay and Cleveland, I don't care. They signed him. They come with risk. And, you know, it's just like signing a guy and he ends up working, as far as I'm concerned. It's the same as signing a guy, the risk you take in signing a guy. And all of a sudden in his offseason workout, he gets hurt and he's out eight games. The risk you take in signing anybody. So I'm not going to sit there and feel bad for them because there's a risk in signing literally anybody. And then we're about 24 minutes away from hitting the road. And some people are asking about the concussions, I believe, that Junior Seau suffered, correct, Kevin?
Well, there's been a lot of discussion over the last several years, especially with the recent suicides of former NFL players, if there was any connection between some brain injuries and maybe the uptick in former NFL player suicides, if they were linked together. And, of course, that's going to take a lot of study, I'm sure.
It's going to take a lot of study, but you know why hasn't really happened in mass before this? Because other players in the 50s, 60s, and 70s, they suffered concussions too.
They just didn't call them that at that point.
Right. You know, smelling salts and they threw them back out in the field. They're far more careful now with concussions than they were at any point. I mean, they tried to be careful about it before, but they did not to the extent it is now. They've had so many more, so much more research done now. I remember Dr. Margo Patukian, who was here for a long time and now is at Princeton, and Dr. Doug Aukerman, who's now at Oregon State, are two people here at Penn State that did extensive study on brain injuries, extensive study on it. And that's only in the last 15 years the two of them were doing a lot of that work. Let's go to Sunbury. Hi, Jack. Thank you so much for joining us at 1-800-795-9565.
Yeah, I heard something mentioned about Troy Polamalu. Is he involved in this?
No. Jack, what I tried to do was I tried to personalize it to local fans. For example, the number of New Orleans Saints fans would be small in our area to begin with. So I said, look, what if it were James Harrison and Troy Polamalu? How would you react to the length of these suspensions? That's why I tried to bring it home to our fans.
Thanks, Steve. I understand now. Well, this all falls back on the coaches, don't it? Who presents the fine? Is it the coaches? The players don't do that amongst themselves. In other words, telling one of the men to hit a guy and you'll get so much. Who is the one that's giving the payoff?
Well, what happened, based on how they're portraying this, Jack, is that Greg Williams, the defensive coordinator, talked about this and others bought into it and said, yeah, and then they personally contributed their own money. It is alleged that Vilma, for example, contributed $10,000 to the pool if something happened to Kurt Warner in the NFC playoff game, and that he then reiterated that another $10,000 would be put in for Brett Favre on the NFC championship game. Now, neither of which ended up being payouts, but Williams was the one who encouraged it. Sean Payton looked the other way on it. And then when it came time for the NFL to investigate it, everybody went, no, nothing happened here.
That's not right. They ought to throw the guy out of the game when the first thing looks a little bad, and then tell the coach, put the fine on the coach, get him to get to talking to the men. It's terrible the way they hit these quarterbacks.
Well, you know what's happened, Jack, is that you look at the justice that's been meted out by Roger Goodell. He took the head coach and suspended him without pay for a full season.
Right. That's good.
He took the defensive coordinator, who's since left the Saints and was going to be the Rams' defensive coordinator, and suspended him indefinitely. He took the general manager, who allegedly knew about it, and suspended him for half a season. They took another assistant coach, who allegedly was either involved or knew about it and was talked to by the league, and suspended him for six games. And now they've taken it to the player level. Okay, you were heavily and deeply involved in it from start to finish. You're kicking in the most money of anybody. You're gone for an entire season. You're gone for eight games. You're gone for four. You're gone for three. The commissioner has gone from the top of the organization. And you can find the club $500,000. But he's gone from the top of the organization, GM eight games, head coach full season, assistant coach six games, now to defensive captain 16 games, defensive end four games, linebacker three games, defensive tackle eight games. I mean, he has gone to every level of this and has not just said, okay, we're just gonna take a little quick strike here, find some people, suspend a few games and whatever. He's put the hammer down on every level of that organization.
That's great, because those guys make that much money. A fine don't mean that much to them. But as soon as a guy starts to show that he's doing something that's not right, put him on the bench. You know, you're going to have somebody make a decision there. And if it's really bad, do what Roger's doing. Get him out of there. It's a shame, you know. I pity those quarterbacks, because normally they're a little smaller than what the linemen, not the linebackers so much, but the linemen are so much bigger than they are. And I don't know, is there a way that they can, I guess it's a pretty bad, big question. How are you going to do it? But they're going to have to hurt them in their wallets is where they're going to have to hurt them.
Well, by suspending all, and by the way, the four suspensions we talked about, Jack, are all without pay.
That's great.
They're all without pay. So, in other words, you take Jonathan Vilma, if his suspension stays the way it is, he will get no money from the National Football League for 12 months.
That's good. Hurt them in their pockets. Make them hurt. Make them stop and realize it. It's just too bad that these quarterbacks have to get hit so hard. They're back there. They're vulnerable. But thank you, Steve. You and your buddy there are doing a good job.
Jack, thank you so much for your call and for your kind comments. We appreciate it. Our number is 1-800-795-9565. That's 1-800-795-9565. Get you to weigh in on this. And what I was doing, just to reiterate, and so fans understand, we've been talking about the Saints, but because we're talking about the Saints, and Rick, by the way, from Lewisburg called in. Rick is a Saints fan, so he gave us a personalized point of view on the New Orleans Saints. But in order to personalize it for fans in our area, I brought up, what if this were the Philadelphia Eagles? What if this were the Pittsburgh Steelers? What if it were somebody the caliber of James Harrison? What if it were somebody the caliber of Troy Polamalu? I was trying to personalize it, bring it home, and get you to think in terms of your team. Because I'm sure right now on WWL in New Orleans, the phone is off the hook right now.
Could this be part of the reason, Steve, why there hasn't been a whole lot of movement on the Drew Brees contract? I mean, have they been waiting for all this to come down first?
You'd have to ask them, because I don't know how far apart the two of them are right now. I don't know. I mean, look, they need him more than ever, just based on image. I mean, he is now the face of the franchise. Let's go to Dave in Sunbury. Dave, welcome. Nice to have you on the show at 1-800-795-9565.
Hello again, Steve.
Hi, Dave.
First of all, I'm a Buffalo Bill fan.
Right.
And when he was doing it back in Buffalo, when he was the head coach, they should have nailed Buffalo back then.
It's a good point. Now, have they talked at all, Dave, about the fact that the Bills may have done this or not?
Nothing's been said to Buffalo that I know of.
Okay.
You know, no information's coming out, but then watching the ESPN, you know, the NFL Network, they're primarily the one from New Orleans coming forward. The ones in the back, like Washington Redskins and Buffalo and that, they're just mostly, it's in the past and we're letting it go.
Okay.
Because they told, hey, they told the whole league, stop it.
Right.
That's where they went from there.
And the fact that I think the one of the reasons they're coming down on New Orleans is that this allegedly has been in place from 2009 through last season.
Yeah,
and because it's a three-year run most recently and dating back even into possibly last season, that's why they're doing this.
Well, and they told them to stop, and they continued. That's it.
You're darn right. They told them to stop. They went, wink, wink. We got it. Yeah, sure you do. All right, thanks, Dave. Our number, 1-800-795-9565. 1-800-795-9565.
Steve, did anything come down on Mickey Loomis this time around, or are they still investigating the eavesdropping part of
this? They're investigating it, but, Kevin, I'm very suspicious of that one. That doesn't... I'm sorry, there's something about that that doesn't quite pass muster in my mind. It just doesn't. And not only that, when he's denied it, he has been emotional and vehemently denying it.
I mean, if that actually has happened, I mean, yeah, that would be devastating for the Saints at this point. I mean, there's no way to recover from anything like that. If that comes out that exactly happened, I mean, that just then you're branded not only cheaters from the player standpoint,
right,
but now from the upper management standpoint.
I think it's a personal thing. It's not a team thing. Any team can recover in the NFL. That's the way the NFL is built. I mean, the NFL is built to recover. I mean, from a personal standpoint in your personal career, I mean, he would be fried. That would be it. He would be done. But NFL teams, Kevin, are built to come back. Why do you think Indianapolis had the first overall pick of the draft? Because they had the worst record. Why will Indianapolis have a more favorable schedule than the New York Giants this year? The NFL is built to keep the competition consistent among everybody. So the Saints as a franchise would not be cooked and done, but they would have other people running them if that were true.
I will say this, though. Eavesdropping in sports is nothing new. I mean, NASCAR does it constantly. Every race, there's somebody scanning channels and eavesdropping on other crews' discussions during the race.
Just make 800 left turns faster. I mean, seriously. All right, make 800 successful left turn faster than the other guy. It doesn't matter what you're saying on the radio.
or on TV, because now you notice that the guys working pit crews are not normally getting the information they had in the past, because everybody has satellite TV down there on the and are watching all the race information.
Exactly. Our number is 1-800-795-9565. Had a lot of reaction on this topic during this hour, which we've enjoyed very much hearing the reaction. Not a great subject to talk about, but still it's a subject that's brought certainly some interest. So let's go to Bob in Lewisburg. Hi, Bob. It's great to have you with us today.
Hey, it's great to be back. Where is the personal, where's the personal integrity of the player?
Bob, that's a great question. That's exactly what's come into play. Look, the integrity across the board here, the integrity of management, the integrity of the overall feel of the organization, the integrity of letting the inmates run the asylum.
Right, and I know the other guy that called, why doesn't people get benched? Why don't people get benched? I mean, they can't afford to bench some of these guys, but yet, you know, they
Bob, they're not going
this activity.
To... But, Bob, they're not going to bench them because they're the ones who have endorsed the program.
That's true.
I mean, they're not going to bench them for doing what they told them to do. They're not going to bench them. It's their idea.
I mean, if you're a player with any kind of integrity and you love the game of football and you're a defensive player, you're going to be like Harrison of the Steelers. You're going to try to take somebody's head off every time.
And he has paid the price as high as $75,000 in a fine.
Right, I'm a Colts fan, and Gary Brackett has paid almost as much as Harrison.
Right,
because these guys are going out, and I'm going to try to take your head off every play because that's the way I play the game. Versus you give me $10,000 if I purposely try to maim somebody.
You can do that with helmet-to-helmet contact, and you can do that with a shot to the knees if you can get a clean shot. Those are the two ways you can do it. That's what you'd be watching for if that were to happen. But the speed of this game, look, it is a controlled, violent game to begin with, a controlled, violent game. The popularity of the National Football League and football in general is more popular than any other sport in this country by far. And I say that as some, right, it by far in terms of pop, but it's a controlled, violent game. On top of that, you know, and the speed of this game is off the charts. If you go to an NFL game, you want to know where you really see it, Bob? You really see it when you see it on special teams.
Yeah.
Everybody can run.
Right. Everybody's a great sprinter. Everybody's a tackler. That's why there's so many bicep tendon injuries, because people are sticking their hands out to try to stop people, and then they just rip their arm right back. But I just don't understand where the integrity is. You know, I'm sure people's mamas didn't bring them up that way.
Well, the problem, too, is as fans, we're actually encouraging that sort of behavior, too, because do we get excited about a guy that gets tackled for a gain of 3 on a normal tackle? No. But we get excited about that receiver who goes across the middle that just got his head taken off and dropped the football. That's what we get excited about. So we do have some guilt in that as well.
Here's the other part, though, okay? The money they make, $10,000 for a bounty program is a drop in the bucket to them.
True.
I mean, it's a drop in the bucket to them. It's like us putting together a $10 bounty program to get Kevin.
No, that's true. That's
50 true. Different just, story.
Yeah, I just wish there was, you know, a man of integrity. You know, I'm a Colts fan. I'm a big Tony Dungy fan. Just where is the integrity of people?
Well, we start with Roger Goodell, because I think how he's handled this situation has been with integrity so far.
Yeah, very good, Steve.
Yeah.
Well, Bob, I appreciate you talking to me again.
Oh, Bob, love talking to you. It's great to have you back, buddy.
All right. It's great to be back.
All right. Our number is 1-800-795-9565. 1-800-795-9565. Back with more of the Steve Jones Show on WKOK after this.
When you buy anything, isn't it best to see people who've been around for a long time, satisfying customers just like you all the time? Makes sense, doesn't it? So when you're in the market for a quality new or pre-owned vehicle, the only place to go is Sunbury Motors. They've been in business since 1915, partnering up folks just like you with a vehicle that best suits their needs and budget. Their service after the sale can't be beat. And if you like selection, there's none better than Sunbury Motors. Fords, Kias, Lincolns, Mercurys, Hyundais, Sunbury Motors sells them all. Their finance teams are unmatched. They'll be glad to help you secure the affordable option you want on any new or pre-owned vehicle you find on their lots. See the people who've been in business since 1915. Sunbury Motors Ford, Lincoln Mercury, and Hyundai in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. And online at sunburymotors.com.
On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again. Life I love is
a few minutes away from actually hitting the road. Making that trip on Route 45 to La Primavera. And the meal is going to be off the charts.
Can't I skipped wait. Lunch today just for that. And I never skip lunch.
That was a lie. You don't need to skip lunch for La Primavera.
That's true.
Come on. You know, I watched Jaws. You and Jaws, the perfect eating, perfect eating machines, man. I mean, really.
Nicely done.
Well, we've had a lot of reaction today on the Saints story. And not only that, I think what we've heard is, again, how intelligent the audience is. We've had just one great comment after another, very insightful comments, one after another. And, I mean, you find the whole thing bizarre. I mean, look, I know that when you were to the Super Bowl, but going into the season, what was considered to be the weakness of the football team? This is where you answer.
No, I don't remember.
In the six.
Well, I knew it was an offense.
Right. There are only three areas.
Good point.
But it was the get to the playoffs this season. Turns out the Vikings never got the ball. That was that game. You go to the Super Bowl, things out of that game.
Oh, I love
radio. He's News Radio 1070 WKOK Sunbury.